Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 19, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BitGo hires sales chief from crypto custody rival Xapo. Rakuten's crypto exchange has launched for trading in three cryptos. Malta crypto exchange opened by CoinOne to close next month. Bank of America seeks to patent crypto wallet that works like valet car key. Crypto exchange Binance announces new stablecoin initiative. Silvergate Bank eyes crypto-backed loans for institutions. Fidelity's charity arm has received over $100 million in crypto donations. Bitcoin simply existing positively impacts monetary policy, research. Youngest Bitcoin millionaire willing to stake it all on metal pay. Santander to connect Latin America to Ripple-powered remittance service. Bitcoin's price is up more than $1,000 since backed futures news. Early investors in Telegram crypto see 400% returns but buyers risk it all. Now let's get started. BitGo hires sales chief from crypto custody rival Xapo. Cryptocurrency custodian BitGo has announced the addition of Xapo's Pete Najarian to its executive team. Joining as the chief revenue officer, Najarian is tasked with global sales strategy. Najarian was senior vice president of institutions at Bitcoin service provider Xapo before joining BitGo. Coinbase custodian announced its acquisition of Xapo's institutional business last week. Speaking on the latest hiring, BitGo CEO Mike Belshi said Najarian's history in both the legacy and cryptocurrency markets made him a natural fit for the position. Pete has a deep understanding of capital markets and an exceptional breadth of experience in financial services. This makes him a perfect partner for institutional investors who are entering the cryptocurrency market. Pete's experience in both traditional financial markets and cryptocurrency will be critical. Najarian said the cryptocurrency market is gaining interest from traditional finance. In my conversations with institutional investors, it's clear that interest in cryptocurrency continues to grow, and that there is a real and significant opportunity, Najarian said. Rakuten's crypto exchange has launched for trading in three cryptos. Japanese e-commerce giant Rakuten has launched its own exchange for crypto spot trading. Announced Monday, Rakuten Wallet has gone live for trading in Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, against the Japanese yen via an Android mobile app. An iOS app is due to be released in the future, though no set timeline was provided. The firm said customer funds held by the subsidiary will be managed separately from its own, under the eye of its trust company, Rakuten Trust, and through savings accounts at Rakuten Bank. Rakuten further stresses that users deposited cryptos will be held in cold, or offline, storage to minimize the risk of hacking. For added security, private keys are managed using a multi-signature scheme, and two-step authentication is required when signing in and making withdrawals. No fees are charged for making trades or deposits, which are conducted in real time, 365 days a year, excluding when maintenance is occurring, the firm says. However, for fiat withdrawals, Rakuten Wallet will charge 300 JIN, around $2.80, and for crypto withdrawals it will charge at the slightly arbitrary seeming rates of Bitcoin at 0.001 BTC, $10.70, Ether at 0.01 ETH, $2, and Bitcoin Cash at 0.01 BCH, $3.20, with conversions correct at time of writing. The lack of fees on buying and selling cryptos should appeal to users making frequent trades. Rakuten first revealed its exchange play in March, saying it had been awarded a license in Japan for its rebranded entity and exchange platform called Everybody's Bitcoin, acquired for $2.4 million last August. In May, it partnered with blockchain analytics firm CipherTrace to help ensure regulatory compliance for the exchange. Malta crypto exchange opened by CoinOne to close next month. CGEX, a Malta-based exchange opened by South Korea's CoinOne less than a year ago, is shutting down. The exchange posted an announcement last week saying that all services would be terminated on September 18 at 2:50 Coordinated Universal Time. After that date, customers will no longer be able to log in, and deposits and withdrawals will no longer be possible. CGEX added that all records would be destroyed, other than those that have to be retained by law. 2 months earlier, the exchange had announced a temporary suspension effective July 17. In that post, the company said that trading would be halted, deposits could no longer be made, active orders would be cancelled and the API keys would be disabled. Withdrawal services were still to be available and the exchange advised customers to withdraw their holdings to avoid any potential losses. The announcement assured customers that the suspension was not a permanent end to the service and said that the exchange would be relaunching in the third quarter. GCEX opened on October 28, 2018. The Malta-based exchange was to offer only crypto-to-crypto trading, but it would be integrating with CoinOne's operations in South Korea as well as those in Indonesia, where CoinOne started an operation earlier in 2018. The local press at the time said that the overseas expansion by CoinOne was related to the government's crackdown on crypto and its regulation of exchanges. Other South Korean exchanges also established presences overseas, with Bithum opening Bithum DEX in Hong Kong and Upbit expanding in Singapore. CoinOne is the third largest exchange in South Korea and the 84th in the world by reported volume, according to data from CoinMarketCap. In recent weeks, it has taken a number of steps to improve security. The exchange announced listing rules on August 8 and said earlier that it had hired Certiq to undertake a security validation. Bank of America seeks to patent crypto wallet that works like valet car key. Bank of America is seeking to patent a partition security system for digital currency wallets that gives different users different levels of access to the stored funds. The second largest U.S. bank, based in Charlotte, North Carolina, filed an application entitled Multi-Tiered Digital Wallet Security with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO, in February 2018. The USPTO published the application last week and lists Manu Kurian, senior tech manager at the bank, as the inventor. The application describes the handling of digital currency with a multi-tiered wallet interface in a decentralized peer-to-peer network. Users would be prompted to enter one password out of several, and one password would open one tier of the wallet while another password would open a different tier. Think of a valet key that can open a car door but not the trunk. Conceptually, the proposal resembles certain types of multi-signature Bitcoin wallets, which have been around for years. The background section of the application explains that there is a need for better digital wallet infrastructure since private keys can be lost and third parties don't let users exercise complete control over their currency. The application points to a multi-tier arrangement as one way to improve security. Through the digital wallet interface, a user of the user computing device may be able to partition digital currency holdings into one or more differentiated storage compartments or tiers. Each of the one or more compartments may be password secured and may only permit access to the amount of digital currency holdings specified by the user. To date, Bank of America has won 36 blockchain patent applications, with 31 pending. Other recent patent applications filed by the bank include one for blockchain regulation architecture and another for blockchain architecture to optimize system performance and data storage. Crypto exchange Binance announces new stablecoin initiative. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has announced that it's launching a project that will develop cryptocurrencies and digital assets pegged to fiat currencies around the world. Dubbed Venus, the localized stablecoin initiative will see the firm utilize its existing infrastructure, such as its public blockchain, Binance Chain, and international payment system, to empower developed and developing countries to spur new currencies. Binance said it's seeking to create new partnerships with governments, enterprises and cryptocurrency and blockchain firms to assist the effort. The exchange stated in its Monday announcement that it will provide full process technical support, compliance risk control system and multi-dimensional cooperation network to build Venus, adding, Binance welcomes additional government partners, companies and organizations with a strong interest and influence on a global scale to collaborate with us to build a new open alliance and sustainable community. The exchange has previously launched two stablecoins, BTCB, pegged to Bitcoin, and BGBP, pegged to the British pound, on Binance Chain. It also listed the USDC dollar-backed cryptocurrency back in November. In a statement to CoinDesk, Binance co-founder Yi He addressed the new project, saying, "We believe that in the near and long term, stablecoins will progressively replace traditional fiat currencies in countries around the world, and bring a new and balanced standard of the digital economy. We hope to achieve a vision, that is, to reshape the world financial system, allow countries to have more tangible financial services and infrastructures, protect their financial security and increase the economic efficiency of countries." Silvergate Bank eyes crypto-backed loans for institutions. Silvergate Bank, one of the cryptocurrency industry's few go-to financial service providers, is planning to become a crypto lender. According to an updated IPO filing, Silvergate, which serves some of the cryptocurrency world's top firms like Coinbase, Bitstamp, Genesis Trading, Blocktower Capital, Polychain Capital and Zappo, has seen increased demand from the industry and is aiming to become an even more crypto-focused institution. In particular, the bank is planning to offer fiat loans, collateralized with crypto, to institutional clients as a part of the Silvergate Exchange Network, SEN, a payment system specifically designed for crypto exchanges and their big clients. Allowing institutional clients of crypto exchanges to use fiat while not touching their crypto balances on the trading venues would be beneficial both for Silvergate and for the industry, the prospectus says. This solution provides greater capital efficiency for institutional investor clients that wish to transact without needing to move liquidity on and off different exchanges. Offering lines of credit would also improve liquidity within the order book of our exchange clients, enabling additional trading on their platforms, potentially reducing pricing arbitrage across exchanges and improving the stability of digital currencies. Such loans would be funded from Silvergate's own balance sheet, and if the crypto collateral's price should fall, the bank can go to one of its exchange clients and sell the assets. The company believes the risk of issuing such loans will be appropriately compensated, earning attractive risk-adjusted returns. Silvergate is also looking into including stablecoins in its payments infrastructure, although the bank is not directly involved with any stablecoin issuer at the moment. However, it already holds US dollar deposits backing multiple stablecoins, the document says. The bank also reported notable growth of its client base in 2019. As of June 30, Silvergate had 655 established and emerging digital currency industry customers, compared to the 542 reported in December 2018, a 20% increase over 6 months and 55% over the year. Another 228 clients are in the process of onboarding. People and companies building and supporting crypto infrastructure, such as software developers, miners, custodians and general industry participants account for 27.2% of Silvergate's crypto customers, the filing says. The bank's income has been growing along with the number of crypto clients. Net income has gone up by 81.6% since last June, from $8 million to $14.6 million, the firm indicates. Transfers via SEN also soared to $12.70 billion worth, compared to $8.3 billion during the entirety of 2018. That figure notably exceeds the value of transfers for non-crypto customers, which is disclosed at $11.2 billion for 2019. Previously, Silvergate said it planned to seek New York State's BitLicense in order to launch a limited liability trust company and becoming an institutional crypto custodian. It said in the earlier filing, "Our growth strategy contemplates the establishment of a qualified custodian entity as a company subsidiary to address this market opportunity." Fidelity's charity arm has received over $100 million in crypto donations. Fidelity's charity arm, Fidelity Charitable, said late last month that it has received more than $100 million in cryptocurrency donations since 2015. In total, more than $106 million worth of cryptocurrencies has been granted to Fidelity Charitable since it first began accepting this form of donation, according to the firm's annual report published late last month. Year over year, however, the number of crypto donations has dropped. In 2017, cryptocurrencies represented the fastest-growing asset type accepted by the firm, with more than $69 million in donations. The pace has slowed in 2018 to $30 million in donations, according to the annual report. We see cryptocurrency donations rise along with increases in the value of cryptocurrencies in the marketplace, said a company representative. Likewise, Fidelity Charitable Marketing head Amy Parazola said now that cryptos are facing a downturn, people are less likely to offload them as charitable assets. This is related to the diminishing value of tax deductions charitable donors would be able to claim. Tax advantage. In opening the charity to crypto assets 4 years ago, Fidelity was attempting to capitalize not only on humanity's philanthropic impulses but also real market incentives. According to Parazola, investors who donate their proceeds do not have to pay capital gains on them and can write donations off against their income tax. She said the firm even encourages clients to give their most depreciated assets first because it provides the best tax advantages for the donor and charity. It's in this sense that when looking for assets to add, Parazola said the company often considers top-performing cryptocurrencies. One thing we're committed to is helping donors choose the most tax-efficient asset to give to charity, said Parazola. The firm is trying to keep its finger on the pulse of the crypto market. In the release, Fidelity Charitable also formally announced its acceptance of the digital asset XRP. The firm stated on Twitter back in May that it would take donations in XRP. The majority of our contributions to date have been Bitcoin, however we have also seen growing numbers of donations in Ethereum, a company representative said. Fidelity Charitable also accepts Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin. While crypto donations have fallen in recent months, Parazola said most of the charitable giving happens in the second half of the year. Bitcoin simply existing positively impacts monetary policy, research. The existence of private decentralized cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, has a healthy impact on government's fiscal and regulatory policy, a new analysis contends. The argument was put forth in a paper published on August 16 by Max Raskin, NYU School of Law, Fahad Saleh, McGill University, and David Yermak, NYU Stern, entitled How Do Private Digital Currencies Affect Government Policy? Three positive impacts of cryptos simply existing. The analysis notes that as regards the global financial system, the question of cryptocurrencies' influence is not confined to whether or not the majority of the population opts to use them. Rather, the authors argue that cryptocurrencies' very existence has a counterfactual impact in that they function as a check on both fiscal and regulatory policy. While cryptocurrencies may not have replaced the dollar, they have three important positive areas of impact on the existing monetary system, the authors note. First, citizens secure welfare gains from the existence of cryptocurrencies because they offer diversification. Moreover, private digital currencies serve as competition for local investment and thus restrain monetary policy, thereby generating lower inflation. Second, the authors argue that cryptocurrencies encourage local investment and serve as a complement, not as a substitute for that investment. In offering an alternative to local fiat, they discipline monetary policy, again reducing inflation, leading to higher returns from investment and thus more investment overall. Third, the government itself gains from permitting the use of cryptocurrencies within the local economy, given that it extracts revenue through taxation and thus benefits from the higher levels of local investment. Currency crises. Examining two major national fiat currency crises that have erupted since the financial crisis, the Turkish lira and the Argentine peso, the authors further argue that a private digital currency has significant implications for a corrupt emerging market. We define a corrupt emerging market as an economy with high volatility and a government that sets policy based on selfish interests rather than considering the welfare of citizens. As Cointelegraph has previously reported, 20% of the Turkish population was reported to hold cryptocurrencies as of summer 2019. Last week, as the peso plunged 30%, Bitcoin BTC was trading in Argentina at a 4% premium. Not only do cryptocurrencies influence the incumbent system, but macroeconomic factors feed back into the crypto sector. Recently, the head of global fundamental credit strategy at Deutsche Bank noted that central banks' dovish policies are positively impacting alternative currencies such as Bitcoin, a view that has been echoed by many. Bitcoin's price is up more than $1,000 since backed futures news. View: Bitcoin has risen by $1,000 since Friday's announcement by backed exchange that it will be launching physically settled Bitcoin futures on September 23. The price rise has neutralized the bearish setup on the intraday charts seen last week. The gains could be extended further to $11,000, as the hourly chart is reporting a bullish continuation pattern. The weekly chart continues to call a deeper pullback to $9,000 with key moving averages (MAs) producing a first bearish crossover since February. A weekly close above $12,000 is needed for a complete bullish revival. Bitcoin BTC has gained $1,000 since the backed exchange announced it has the green light to offer Bitcoin futures, but key resistance still lies ahead. The top cryptocurrency picked up a bid around $9,700 in the U.S. trading hours on Friday and printed highs above $10,750 earlier today, according to Bitstamp data. Notably, the move above $10,000 happened on Friday after CoinDesk reported that the Intercontinental Exchange's young subsidiary Bakkt has received regulatory approval to launch its much-anticipated platform for daily and monthly BTC futures. Bitcoin futures to be launched by Bakkt will be physically settled, as opposed to the cash-settled futures listed on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Put simply, BTC futures trading on Bakkt will not rely upon unregulated spot markets for settlement prices, and the party will receive delivery of bitcoins from the Bakkt digital asset warehouse at the end of the contract period. Many observers, including cryptocurrency analyst and trader Scott Melker, are of the opinion that Bakkt's physically delivered futures product will open the floodgates for the institutional money and is a long-term bullish development for Bitcoin. Physically delivered futures require the actual purchase of Bitcoins, which, according to Melker, is a huge development. Also, there is general consensus that the price discovery and new physical delivery markets will contribute to building confidence in BTC prices. That said, some observers are warning that an increased institutional volume might not necessarily translate into stronger buying pressure. Volume is volume, don't express your bias toward it, popular cryptocurrency market analyst at Cryptonicos tweeted earlier today. Meanwhile, financial analyst and tech journalist Joseph Young tweeted over the weekend that Bakkt launch was priced into the market. So far, the markets have reacted positively to backed news if the $1,000 price rise is anything to go by. The cryptocurrency is currently trading at $10,700 on Bitstamp and could rise further to $11,000. The gains, however, could be short-lived as the odds are stacked against the bulls, according to technical charts. BTC witnessed a high-volume ascending triangle breakout earlier today. The bullish continuation pattern indicates a resumption of the rally from the last week's low of $9,467 and has created room for a rise to $11,000. So far, however, the upside has been capped around $10,750. BTC fell 10.49% last week, strengthening the case for a deeper pullback put forward by the preceding week's rejection above $12,000. The 14-week relative strength index has created a bearish lower high. Further, the 5-week moving average (MA) has crossed below the 10-week MA for the first time since February. Currently, the 5-week MA is seen at $10,610 and the 10-week MA is located at $10,691. The bearish crossover indicates the path of least resistance is to the downside. The moving average convergence divergence histogram continues to produce lower highs above the zero line, a sign of weakening bullish momentum. All in all, the case for a fall back to $9,000 remains intact. The outlook would turn bullish only if prices print a weekly close, Sunday, UTC, above $12,000. Early investors in Telegram crypto see 400% returns, but buyers risk it all. The takeaway: Telegram's long-awaited blockchain, Telegram Open Network, is said to be scheduled to launch October 31st, but the yet-to-be-issued Gram tokens are already trading in an unauthorized secondary market. Telegram has yet to publicly or formally acknowledge the project, but investors in last year's $1.7 billion token offering, widely publicized in the press, are selling their Gram allocations via OTC desks, exchanges, and special purpose vehicles. Purchasing tokens this way might be risky, investors warn, as Telegram specifically prohibited investors from reselling their allocations under penalty of terminating the purchase contract. Secondary buyers may end up with nothing. A secondary market has quietly blossomed for Telegram's yet-to-be-issued tokens. Between over-the-counter (OTC) desks, sales on small cryptocurrency exchanges, and at least one investment fund, opportunities to buy the tokens, known as Grams, before the blockchain's October 31st launch date are not hard to find. But there's a catch. Investors who bought into Telegram's $1.7 billion offering in February and March of 2018 are not allowed to sell or pledge their tokens in any way before the launch. The original purchase agreement says that if an investor disposes of his future tokens before Telegram Open Network, or TUN, is live, the allocation can be cancelled. In other words, there's a risk that investors buying these tokens in secondary trades won't ever get them. Telegram was the first big project that legally prohibited investors from selling their allocation, said one of several investors who participated in the sale and spoke to CoinDesk on condition of anonymity. But the purchase agreement's restrictive terms didn't stop investors who wanted to exit. It only made the secondary market for Grams an underground business. Investors usually just share their allocations with friends, without signing documents, said Anna Palmina, head of investment firm and OTC desk Palmina Invest, adding that her firm didn't invest in the Telegram sale and ISNT offering tokens. All this is happening as the deadline for launching TUN approaches. According to the token purchase agreement obtained by CoinDesk, the network was slated to launch no later than October 31st of this year. If it doesn't, the company, founded by Russian entrepreneur Pavel Durov, will have to refund the $1.7 billion raised in the sale, minus development expenses. Handshake deals. The purchase agreement written for Telegram by U.S. legal powerhouse Skadden, Arps, Slate, Marr & Flom LLP, according to one investor, stipulates that buyers of Grams may not offer, pledge, sell, swap, encumber or dispose of their tokens, directly and indirectly. Neither may investors sell any securities convertible into or exercisable or exchangeable for the investment contract between an investor and Telegram. The future issuance of tokens is conditional upon the investor's compliance with this rule. If Telegram learns the investor broke the agreement, it can cancel the allocation, one investor told CoinDesk. CoinDesk reached out to Telegram's chief investment advisor John Hyman but hasn't got any response. Skadden, Arps also didn't respond. Despite the restrictions, the secondary market for Grams started even before the primary sale was finished in early 2018. During the two secretive and highly selective original rounds, funds and individuals were let in, including the Silicon Valley-based Sequoia Capital and Lightspeed Ventures. The first secondary offerings for big investors were advertised as early as February 2018, right after the first round, Quartz reported at the time. It's unclear how any deal between Aton and Telegram was structured, if one took place, or if the fund participated via a subsidiary or special purpose vehicle. Aton declined to comment. One of the investors said that, according to his information, Aton has already sold the shares in the Gram-based fund worth $10 million. Everyone was shocked when people got that presentation. But Aton said they got written permission from Telegram, he added. Another explanation might be that Telegram is too busy to react to the secondary market frenzy. The team has no time to bother about this now, another investor said. They have to finish the protocol at the moment. The deadlines are missed badly. Everybody has been waiting for it to go live last December. In February, Telegram wrote to investors that 90% of all work is done. Well, looks like the last 10% turned up the toughest. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.